We are back with our next Come See Me report, and we're going to hop right on over to the Mayor's Frog Jump. It's going to take place on Saturday, April the 18th at 11 o'clock in the morning. It's a new time and a new location. Mm-hmm. That's why we have the team leader for the Frog Jump joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. Let's welcome Caroline Stubbs to our program.
Thank you. Yeah, excited to be here. Good morning.
You and your husband, Everett Stubbs, you are the team leaders for the Mayor's Frog Jump. It is a new time and a new location this year. So give us all the details.
It is. So we are changing things up this year. We are going to be at Winthrop Lake across from the baseball stadium entrance. So kind of back in that little grassy area right across from the entrance to the stadium. We've got plenty of shade this year, which we are excited about. The frogs will be excited about too. So we are moving it there this year. Registration will start at 10:30. I know some of the flyers have still had 9:30, but it is 10:30. We had to move it back because the road race will be ending in the same kind of area, and we didn't want too much traffic. So trying to intervene between runners and frogs, and we don't need any accidents happen, right?
That's a good point. In any case,
yeah. So we will start registration at 10:30 and go until about 2:00. Okay. Depending on how the kind of afternoon goes, sometimes we stop around 1:45. Sometimes we go up until 2. But we will have the mayor there. It is the mayor's frog jump. So he'll be there for the award ceremony at the end. And so we'll jump until about 1:45. And it's going to be a great weather day. We're really excited about good weather this year. We'll see. See how things go.
You don't have to come at a certain time. I mean, you don't no age group, time, categories, or anything like
no.
that.
No. So there is a Sign Up Genius, a sign up link on the app and the website, all the social media, that you can sign up for a specific time slot. So we put them in like 15-minute time slots. But if those slots are all full, we take walk-ups the whole day. Anytime that works for you. We were talking earlier, you know, Gourmet Gardens is going to be going on at the lake and Hops at the Park. And so anytime parents want to come and enjoy those festivities, their kids can come over and jump frogs.
It's gonna be fun.
We're really excited.
Caroline, you supply the frogs, and or you can bring your own frogs. And what we have seen, if you bring your own frogs, for some reason, they do very well, more
they
than
do.
Our visiting
they're
frogs.
They're very familiar with the landscape. The topography.
They know the area. Yeah.
Right.
They're not having to get adjusted
weather.
To the humidity and the heat.
And the cold in the morning and the hot in the afternoon.
Yes. Yeah. So we do supply frogs. We use a great company out of Charlotte called Cold Blooded and Bazaar. We've used them for the last 3 years, and they are fantastic to work with. So they are helping us supply frogs. We'll have about 100 or so leopard frogs here, hopefully Thursday or Friday. Yes, you're right. So the frogs that usually win in the years past have been frogs that people have caught in their pools, in the pool filters, out in their ponds or their creeks, their lakes, whatever you have in your backyard or you have family that has it.
They're locals.
The local frogs. The local frogs tend to do better. No offense to the transplants. We like them too.
Well, you know, the Come See Me Festival is all about welcoming visitors.
Exactly.
And we're just welcoming these visiting frogs, I guess, to the festival. They're just getting used to the landscape. They've got jet lag, I guess you could say that.
Exactly.
Caroline, how does it work? If folks have never experienced the mayor's frog jump, because you gave a time period from about 11 to 2, then someone might say, how is there a winner? How does this operate? What are the logistics of it?
Yep. So you come in and you get registered. And the really fun part and the cute part, I've worked at the registration desk for a couple of years, is the kids get to name their frogs and some of the names that they come up with are, you know, it's just typical kid stuff, you know, things that, and their parents are like so embarrassed and shaking their heads, but it's the best thing. Yeah. So they register, they name their frog, and then they'll go to the next little tent area where we actually have the frogs, if they didn't bring their own, and they get to pick out what frog they want to use. If you don't want to touch the frog, it's completely fine. We will have plenty of visitors there. We call them volunteers. We have plenty of people. We call them frog wranglers. And they will help to hold your frog for you, carry your frog over to the starting line. So what we do is we put kids in groups of about six, and they go, and we have little lily pads cut out on the ground, and you put your frog on the lily pad, and then we have a very special MC coming back this year to help us. Gene will be counting down to the start. And so it is the most exciting 30 seconds of come see me is what we like to call it. And so kids get, you get 30 seconds to let your frog jump as far as it'll go. The only rule is that you cannot touch your frog. Mm. So you can jump behind it. You can jump beside it. You can yell at it. You can dance. You can do whatever you want to get it to go as far as it'll go. After that 30 seconds, we will measure how far your frog went. And if at the end of the day, if you're one of the top three, then we've got little prizes, and the first place gets a trophy.
Mm. A really nice trophy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so we just kind of go through the day, and we keep up with, you know, if you're in one of the top three spots, we'll hold on to your parents' phone number. And then, you know, usually near the end of the day, 1:30, 1:45, we'll say, kind of looks like you're going to win. Why don't you head on back this way for the awards?
Oh, yeah, that's
fantastic.
Really fun.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun.
And you mentioned the announcer. It's Mr. Gene Knight.
He's
coming in for a one-day residency for the Come See Me Festival, and he does such a great job there.
Oh, he does.
Volunteers, a lot of them come from, what, Rock Hill High School?
Student
athletes, and they're so patient and so nice to the kids.
They're so good with the kids.
They're so good.
They're so patient, and they just jump right in, and, you know, They love the frogs. Like, they want to one of the main questions we get is, well, what are you going to do after it's over? Can we take them home? And we're like, no, these aren't pets. Yeah.
Well, that does come up every year. What do you do with the frogs once they're done with the Come See Me Festival?
Yeah, so thankfully we do have the lake right there with Winthrop. And so that is where most of them will go. Mm-hmm. They will just go into the lake there. We have taken them to, you know, some ponds kind of throughout the county.
They become locals.
They become locals. Okay. We accept them in.
That's it.
We work their legs, you know, to the bone, and then we just let them live
then you
the
can retire.
Great life.
Retirement.
Retirement.
Sounds pretty good to retire in the great state of South Carolina.
Exactly.
Even better in Rock Hill.
Exactly.
Caroline Stubbs is the team leader for the Mayor's Frog Jump. It is a signature event of the 2026 Come See Me Festival. Here's to a good time for everyone involved, from the team leaders to the volunteers, and of course the frogs and the young people that get to participate. Show up, go ahead. If you can, go ahead and do that sign up genius. It will save you a lot of time. But as Caroline mentioned, you can just show up and go ahead and get on the waiting list, and then they'll get you through and fast as you can, for sure.
Yep.
New location again and new time. It's 11 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, April the 18th, out there at Winthrop Lake, right near the baseball stadium. You can't miss it, for sure. It's out there across the street from Hops and Gourmet Gardens and all the other fun stuff that they have happening that Saturday at Winthrop Lake.